Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Because this is what I was thinking about while I was holding my pecker.
Okay, we apologize.
Let's talk about just ramming it in.
Okay, we apologize.
I can go and use sex doll from here out.
Okay, we apologize.
Yeah, we know, yeah. Dusty. Thanks. Don't you have your own show? Thank you. Yeah. I'll continue to not listen to Noon to 3. Get out of here. Buy two windows and get two windows free. So if you need eight windows, you get eight windows free. No, four windows free. Does that make sense? Wait, 8, 2, 4. Yep, 4. No, 8. I don't know.
Yeah, it's where the heart dudes are. You know what the solution to that is? Touch our penises more often.
Okay, we apologize.
The greatness that is One Isaac Rob. Back tomorrow, by the way. But we appreciate Nemec and Buckley for both filling in over the last week and a half since Rob has been gone. Now, we were touching upon the Obi Toppin miss dunk taunt. The Swaggy P, shoot the three, turn your back on it. And I asked the question, has there been anything in your life that you have been confident enough to taunt before you're finished with it? I don't think I've ever been good enough at anything to where I would, while something was in the air or something was in the process of doing it, that I would feel confident enough to taunt. But Buckley immediately was like, oh yeah, yeah, I got one of these bitches.
Well, mine was a pretty simple sports one, but if you are a pitcher and you're in the zone and you see this happen in Major League Baseball, I know this is a strike that is freezing the batter and will get called a strike before the umpire rings the guy up and the pitcher's walking off the mound. You get hot as a pitcher, you can get a couple of those, and that is awesome. You've got a curveball coming in, you can see that the batter is buckled, and you know it's landing in the zone, and you just start walking off before the ring.
So you've done it.
I have done that.
I was never a pitcher, and as an old lineman, what am I, like, you can't do that.
You gotta wait till the job's done.
You can't pre-celebrate a pancake. Yeah. There's no pre-pancake celebration.
I've never walked up.
You point at him first, and then you pancake
him. Yeah, I've never
him.
Walked up to the line of scrimmage and been like, check this out. No, like, that's never happened. And anything else, I was a crappy baseball player, so certainly
like I've never pointed at a home run. Anytime I went up to the plate, I was like, God, just don't strike out and look fat running down.
Actually, if you could hit me with the pitch, that'd be great.
Yeah, like, and then like I was a very mediocre catcher. And again, even as that, what am I? I've never once like turned to a batter when I'm down there and been like, oh, we're gonna strike you out. It's never happened. I've never had that in a sports taunt, and I'm not good enough at darts or pool or anything like that to have any of those cool like Top Gun moments where you're getting ready to like eight ball corner pocket and then you look the guy in the eye as you're like doing the no look. No, I would just end up scratching and like ripping the felt up.
I was in a fraternity. We played, I don't even know how many thousands of games of beer pong.
This is a good one.
I feel very strongly, and there was one other person that potentially could have been even with me, was the best beer pong player in the house. I feel very strongly about that. Yeah. It has not been that hotly contested, although there is one person that definitely holds at least a candle. I used to, we'd get down to one cup, and sometimes I would like not look or blow a kiss, and then before I threw, because I was a really, really phenomenally good beer pong player.
I've seen a lot of that in my day.
And just, okay, we're down to one cup. It's over. You guys can call it a day. You might as well drink that beer now. Dink.
Pack it up.
And bury. I was a really, really exceptionally good beer pong player. When people
Someone is texting in right now saying, I've done it in beer pong.
Yeah.
You're calling the shot.
I'm
huh?
really, really
you're Babe Ruth, and you're pointing that one, being like, this is over.
And every once in a while, if I get on a heater playing cornhole, I can make 2-3 in a row where I feel real good. At the real length, yeah. I'm a really good, like little games like that, any type of throwy type of game. I think I got that from my dad. My dad's really good at like horseshoes. And we used to do that kind of thing a lot camping.
Yeah.
That's that like toss around games.
Yeah.
And so, yes, beer pong and cornhole, but specifically beer pong, I was phenomenal. So there would be times where I'd get the table at like, you know, we'd start early. Like 6:15, so we'd had dinner and then we start, and I'd hold table because winter stays till like 12 o'clock, and you're like starting to see fuzzy,
yeah.
And then it's like I gotta be out.
Huh? Yeah, I just don't. It's weird because I get people are like, "Is there anyone more judgmental than Sook?" And like, "Oh, you're a bully." But when it comes to that stuff, I am not. I don't know. I just have never been that way. Now I will say that you can piss me off to where my competitive juices will get flowing, and I'll be like, do you really want to do this? And then we'll, if you want me to crank it up, that has happened a time
or
two. Oh, no,
you could kick a lot of people's butts. There's no question.
We were.
But not in, so no. You're just not like a predictor.
No,
a
I remember once when
of,
my daughter was in high school, my oldest, and she was on the soccer team, and we played, it was the freshman or maybe it was the JV team, and we, at the end of the year, had a parents, I'm sure people do it all the time, they had the parents versus kids.
Okay.
And I asked her, I said, did you want me to play in it? And she was like, I don't care. And I was like, well, I'm not playing it unless you want me to. I'm not, it's not what we're doing. And she goes, no, come play. And so we were out there playing, and I'm just kind of dinking around a little bit. And they were beating us or whatever, and so some of the girls kind of started yapping a little bit, and my daughter said something to the effect of, you don't want to get my dad going. And some of the girls started, you know, kind of chirping.
Oh,
and,
yeah, we do. Yeah. What's he going
to
do?
And my daughter kind of looked at me, and I was like, do you want me to go? Do you want me to turn on? And she was like, sure. And so I was like, oh, and this happens sometimes where people see you as like a bigger guy, and you're not trying to do that. Like, I was a professional athlete. I understand that I'm a bigger guy. If you haven't been around someone that actually did that, you'd be shocked at how athletic people at that level can be.
Right.
And so when you're just like a 16-year-old girl soccer team, all of a sudden you got like 7 goals in a row. But at no point is that like me being like, hey, I'm about to do this.
Yeah.
I'm more along the lines of, if you want to elevate this and you want to get competitive, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to get competitive.
Right.
And we'll let the chips fall where they may. But I just can't do the, I can't do the prediction of like, I just feel like I'm setting myself up to blow out an Achilles. That's like in the back of my mind. I'm like, the moment I'm like, watch this, here comes the torn hamstring, and the we're going to make fun of you.
This is the most lineman mentality thing I've ever heard from you.
Yeah.
The I don't make predictions.
No.
I just get things physically done.
Yes.
That's a very lineman mentality.
Yes. It happens in jiu-jitsu all the time where I don't go very hard, and you'll get someone, especially younger people, that are like, I want you to go hard, and I'll be like, no, you don't.
Right, but
and,
Suk-
and then after a while, they keep poking it, and then you're like, okay, here it comes, and then it's a you'll find out sort of thing, but then it just...
You've never said it?
Ever.
Ever? Ever. No one's ever... Time out.
I've never once
No one's like, ever talked mess to you in jiu-jitsu, in weightlifting, no. And you're like, really? Okay.
I was wondering about
with
that
with a sarcastic
too?
Okay, and then just one?
Like a dude, I'll get you to tap in 20 seconds and then getting him to tap in 15.
No, I will honestly tell you that it is always... I always just ask. I'm like, you really want to? I said, if you want to... This I will get competitive,
but that's a condescending. Do you want?
Then maybe that's
then that's that.
Then that's then
you
that's
physically.
But yeah. It's not calling your shot though. It's still a. I see what he's saying.
No, it's a fine line. It's right on the line. It's the killing a bobcat with your bare hands.
It's the coyote of predicting.
If you're saying to somebody somewhat sarcastically, if you want me to go there,
yeah.
I'll go there like, to their face because you know you're about to physically dominate them. That's kind of a predictive shot.
But it's not like if I'm boxing and we're kickboxing and we're sparring and someone's going harder than they should. I think that's just one of those. It's like, okay, you got two choices. We can take it down a notch or I'm going to go as hard as you go. I don't know. Maybe that is a cocky thing, but I don't view it as cocky. That's more of a, I don't know if it's just an opportunity to say, let's bring this down. It doesn't need to go there. Because at my age, you don't want it. I used to be bad competitive, like violent competitive.
Yeah.
Like I can't play pickup basketball. I've been like pickup basketball leads to me getting kicked out of gyms and cops and all that. I can't. So I've worked very hard to stay away from all of that. And so now, like, you don't want that to come back.
I get that.
And I think that's a lineman. I don't know many old... I think old linemen in general tend to be more like me than other sports. I don't know many old linemen that are real...
That's what I'm saying.
Brash, cocky...
It's the most old lineman characteristic I've ever heard from
you. Yes.
That and the, I have to eat children's food if they don't finish it because it's sitting there and I have to eat it. Those are your two most old lineman-y takes... that you have, and it makes sense. That's your background.
Yeah. O-lineman, a lot of people like, when you meet an O-lineman, you're like, oh, you're an O-lineman. I think there's something to that. I think offensive linemen, and I don't know if it's a nature-nurture thing, where that way, and so you end up doing it, or you become an O-lineman, and then like it's instilled in you, but I just think there's a lot of that. And it's not all of us. Sometimes you do get the dude who's really cocky and brash and is more like a wide receiver. But for the most part, the O lineman, you kind of fall in line because it's the group pleases itself.
I've seen some just based on kind of Facebook posts and social media posts. I think there's a brand of O lineman that also happens to usually be a hunter.
Yeah, I can see that.
And there's an O lineman that's like, I'm going to go get me a big buck, you know, and they go out hunting and they like predict ahead of time and hunting. Yeah. I've seen that kind of O-line mentality.
Yeah.
That's like the rugged tough guy thing.
Yeah.
But you're right. You don't see a lot of like money in your face kind of O-line.
Yeah, it's just not part of the culture. And like I said, unless you're so badass to where your whole life you've just been the king dog, there's usually older people that kind of show you the way that puts you in your place.
Mm-hmm.
And so that by the time you do get to be the one, you've kind of had all of that tapped down and then you've
been humbled along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be, I think sometimes like at other positions, you can be the 15-year-old and be the best one. And that's usually not the case with linemen because the 18 or 19-year-old one is usually the dominant one or even very rarely is the true freshman in college the best O lineman. You know, and when you are, you're Penei Sewell and you're the best to ever do it. But for the most part, it takes a couple years for you to physically catch up. So there's a learning curve there that I don't think exists at all the other positions.
So the next time you're in the gym and somebody starts going too hard, I want you to drop a, who do you think you are? I am!
Never.
And then you toss them to the ground.
Never.
Okay?
Ever.
Promise?
Ever.
Promise?
Will never happen in a million years. not going to be there. All right, we get to the world's worst prison break of all time. Club 1080 when we come back. Buck sent me this story, and it truly is, it's elite. It's an incredible story of galactic stupidity, but also, what the hell is going on in the New Orleans prison system? So, there was a group of inmates, by the way, and this was on May 16th. 10 inmates literally just cut a hole in their bathroom cell wall.
Shawshank style.
But, like, literally, a nice little, like, it looks like they just cut out of drywall. And all ran out. And by the way, it's all on camera. And they just basically run out the front door after cutting a hole in their prison cell.
I am obsessed with this
story. And they left a note that said, LOL, too easy.
Yes, they graffitied the wall.
I love it.
They drew a big face, like, with the tongue sticking out.
I love it.
They said, F off, arrow pointing down. And then, yeah, way too easy. I'm like, oh my gosh, 10 of these dudes ran out. Now, one guy who works at the prison, he got arrested because this was where the toilet was. And so all they had to do was they asked the guy, hey, can you turn off the water to the cell? You know, like in prisons, how they have the toilet and the sink is just built into one thing.
Yes.
So they said, can you turn off the water? The guy was like, yeah. And then they ripped that thing out of the wall, and thus creating the hole that they climbed through. So Shawshank Redemption, not really. They just ripped this thing out of the wall, and it was like right to the outside.
Yeah.
Like, it was like the worst designed prison of all time. And so the dudes run out. My man gets arrested for turning off the water. And some of the stuff, by the way, that they're accused of, I mean, this is 1 through 10. First guy was second-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, and threatening a law enforcement officer. Second guy, and these guys are all from 19 to 32. We've got armed robbery with a firearm, second degree murder, two counts of second degree murder, attempted second degree murder for a 2018 Mardi Gras Day shooting. Also charged with battery against a correction facility guy. This guy was one of the guys was charged with six counts of domestic abuse involving strangulation and car theft. So these are not minor criminals.
No.
Like, these dudes are serving
serious time. It was worth it for them to get out.
Yeah, like, some of these guys are
they
not
weren't
getting
about
out
to get out in six
right?
months.
So you would think that if you got out, like, the first thing you would do is like head underground, that you'd have a plan. My first man here, Kendall Myers, he was one of the second degree murder guys.
Wait, can I stop you for just 1 second?
Yes.
Okay. They have become such celebrities in that area that you can bet on who is going to last the longest free.
That's fantastic.
We've got odds. By the way,
not like the riverboats taking
not
wagers?
Like on DraftKings, but I have heard from multiple different
yes.
things, because I'm obsessed with this story,
yeah.
that multiple bars and stuff are letting people bet on
Dude,
which
New
inmate's going to last the longest. Sorry.
New Orleans is
as
a
you're going
dream.
Over
New
who
Orleans
got
is a hell, as a hell of a
as
place.
You're going over who got arrested. These people have been eliminated
America,
from the
yeah!
They've been eliminated from the survivor pool already.
So this is my favorite one. Should I save the this guy got arrested first, but it's the best one. It's hands down the best one, but it's so this happens at night, right? They break out in the middle of the night, and it's like, oh my God, someone figures out, hey, they're out of prison, because they see him on the camera running out, hit the alarm, like, let's go chase these guys. So my man Kendall Myers here, who is being charged with second degree attempted murder, he is caught within an hour and a half. Would you care to guess how he got? How did they know where to pick him up?
I know. I'm not playing this game.
I also know. You can reveal it to the people.
My man went on Instagram Live
to celebrate.
To celebrate,
I'm out, bitches.
He went on with his, quote, crew.
Oh,
he went on Instagram Live to talk about, bitches, I'm fresh out. For a minute and a half, he went on Instagram Live with his crew and his homies. His own words.
Got him.
I'm fresh out of prison. And someone was smart enough in law enforcement to be like, why don't we just monitor this idiot's Instagram account? And they're like, sure enough, there it is. Hey, what bar are they at? This bar. Cool, let's go and arrest him. He didn't even make it through the night.
It was really that easy.
He didn't see sunrise.
90 minutes he was gone.
What are we doing?
I,
you had a great escape. A great escape. And the first thing you do is go on Instagram Live. How dumb can you be?
One of the guys is sad because you don't have any money. And if you don't have any family, you have to somehow get clothes, right? Like, you have to get clothes fairly quickly. You don't have any money, so it's hard to get, like, on a bus anywhere.
Yeah.
One of the guys they caught just sleeping at a bus. Because he just had nowhere to go. Yeah. And for that guy, why did you even break out? Because you're adding years to your sentence, and you had no plan. And not even really the drive to attempt a plan.
Yeah.
You just fell asleep in a public setting.
Yeah, he was charged with attempted first-degree murder, assault, domestic abuse battery, assault with a weapon.
I have concepts of a plan.
And criminal damage. And the best part for this guy is, he fell asleep on the bus bench. The cops showed up while he was still asleep and had to rouse him. It's on body camera footage. You can see the cop going,
hey, man, you all right?
Sir? And it looks like he has a hard time. You know, like when you're trying to wake up like a teenager? He's like, no. And they finally just rouse him, and then he sits up, and he's like,
I think my favorite one is one of the dudes, they tracked him down, and I imagine there was some gang affiliation here.
Yeah.
He immediately got out and went after his ops. He immediately got out and tried to settle a score.
Yeah.
And so they just kind of went, they knew kind of what his plan would be.
Yeah.
So they went after the guys they knew he wanted to kill. And sure enough, they found him trying to stake out one of the dudes he was trying to kill.
And at least, I'm going to say this about my guy here. At least that's a plan.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't go very far. I don't have any money. So I just got out. All right.
I'm going to settle a score.
I'm going to kill this son of a bitch because I'm already going to probably spend the rest of my life in jail. So I might as well kill this douchebag while I'm at it. So I give that guy some credit, at least. He had a plan. As opposed to
I'm not long for freedom here. I'm going to go back. I'm just going to take care of this thing first.
Yeah. So five of the 10 have been arrested. Five of the 10 still at large. And authorities have placed a $10,000 reward on the remaining inmates. So if you know, including my man Antonio Massey here with 9 different face tattoos.
He's going to get...
He's going to get
in
caught.
The survivor pool, you get like a bonus if you pick him. Because he's really easily recognized.
You would think. Although it is New Orleans, so maybe, maybe the face tattoo isn't quite as conspicuous, but he's good.
I just love that this happens in New Orleans. It's like, all right, something to bet on.
I'll state for the record once again, my favorite city in the United States, New Orleans. It is the best and it is the worst city all tied into one. And that's why, if you've ever been, you ever been to New Orleans?
I've been to Vegas, and I've been to Vegas with my buddies for 72 hours and experience the whole thing. Is New Orleans like a seedy Vegas? New Orleans is Vegas with soul.
Yeah, I always say this: like when you get off the plane in New Orleans, there's not another city in the world to me that feels like New Orleans. Certainly not in the United States. And
does it feel old timey, or does it feel it's its own thing?
It's its own thing, and so within 20 minutes of being in New Orleans,
it feels southern. It doesn't feel like big old, opulent casinos and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
You will have one of two reactions within 20 minutes of being in the quarter. Because you go to New Orleans, the first thing you do is you go to the quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
And the quarter isn't just, Bourbon Street. Like, the quarter is actually quite large.
Yeah, yeah.
So you get a couple streets off of Bourbon, you still get the quarter feel, but it's way more subtle, and then you can expand out into some of the neighborhoods. But most people, right, you go to the quarter, within 20 minutes of being in the quarter, you will say one of two things. This is the biggest piece of crap I've ever been to. Why would anyone go here? Or you'll be like, oh, my God, this is the greatest place.
I am home.
You go home. And it's one of the two, because it smells. There's a funk to it because everything is wet.
Yeah, you're like sea level or below. There's a lot of humidity, there is some funk.
There's some funk, and it's not super clean, and you'll be like, why would you go there? There's just the culture and the history and
there's
the food
heart
and
character.
The music and the vibe, everything about it. If you love it, it will just be in your soul, and you will be like, I freaking love New Orleans. But part of New Orleans is what you said. Hey, 10 killers escaped. Cool, let's bet on it. Let's go. Because it is true. If you get 15 minutes into some of, like, you get into, like, 8th, 9th ward, It's not a great place to be. There's definitely parts of New Orleans where you're like, eh, I don't think I should be in these parts.
If yeah, put them in jail.
Calories and arteries be damned. Is it an elite food
yes.
place?
It is an elite food city.
It is an elite food city.
It draws a lot of French inspiration from yes. the French Creole, so you get some high-end stuff,
yep.
but you also get a lot of like really great Southern flavor.
A lot of fried?
There is a lot of fried, but there's a lot of spiced. There's like a lot of spices, a lot of fish, a lot of...
A lot of fish, a lot of gumbo, a lot of rice dishes.
Okay.
It's a little bit in the pastries, obviously.
And a lot of barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my favorite part about it is... wherever you go, again, just the architecture and the culture of it and the history, because it's so old. There's just not a whole lot like it. Every building you go to has a history to it. And I love the fact is you're walking around the quarter, no matter what corner you go to, no matter what bar you walk into, there will be a world-class musician playing. If you are a music lover, you can just wander around that city. And normally you get people that are bussing on the side of the road, and you're like, oh my God, what, you know, some idiot with a guitar. You will get an entire jazz band standing on a corner playing, and you'll get mesmerized for an hour watching them play, and you're like.
You can go door to door, block to block, and you'll see a dozen outstanding musicians, acts, performers.
That's
it's
amazing.
Great.
That's
and then a rat will run across you, and, you know, it's like.
And then there'll be a pile of puke.
Yeah,
and,
a pile of you puke, know. And, you know, but it's just. I said there's nothing like it in the world, which is why I said I totally get why people go there and are like, why would you ever go back? But for the people that love it, I brought my guy, I brought the BTJ there a couple years ago, and she had never been. And she'd always hear me talk about New Orleans. And she was like, I really want to go. And I'm like, great. And she had a work trip down there. And I'm like, let's go. First trip down to New Orleans. We'll see how it goes. And right off the bat, we were walking around the corner, and I was waiting to see what she was going to say. And she's like, I get why you love this place. And again, you kind of got to be into...
That's cool.
Yeah, you got to be into the bar culture. You got to be into the music scene. You got to be into the food. And you got to be okay with everything being a little seedy. Like, you better be ready to go to a Michelin star restaurant and potentially have a rat in the place. Because it's just... That's... Again, it's below sea level. It's just going to... It's part of it. And you go to, like, Preservation Hall. And, again, you see the world's best jazz musicians playing in a place that seats... 30 people.
Is it much dirtier than New York?
Yeah.
Much dirty. It's
all. Oh, I don't know, though. I mean, New York, you got trash on the streets
yes.
and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
nice.
I think it, I would say it's similar to a lot of parts of New York.
Okay. It's just, it's not clean. It's not a clean city, but I love it. It's in my heart. So, to my escapees out there, great effort, except for the man that went on Instagram Live, and hopefully these other five are caught, and, yeah, it murders. It's one thing if you escape and it's like a petty criminal thing, but yeah, these guys are actually quite dangerous. So I just thought when Buck sent me that, I was like, oh my God. And maybe we'll bring some updates, as because I'm sure the other five will be captured very, very shortly.
I mean, the right thing for us to do is to each select a guy.
I think I'm going with face tattoo guy. Face tattoo
to
guy.
To last the longest.
I need to look at the candidates one more time.
Oh, to
maybe
last
we'll start
the longest?
Yeah, to last the longest.
Oh, yeah, face tattoo.
Survivor
the,
pool.
Yeah, face tattoo guy is the first one to go. So, all right, we'll take a look at the remaining ones and see if we can make some predictions. Club 1080 rolls on when we come back.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast?
Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I thought of you, Ryan Buckley, here, because now that you are a professional triathlete, you're a Clydesdale.
Amateur, but yeah.
Oh, I think you're going pro. I mean, it's your thing.
Give me that sponsor money, baby.
Do they have pro Clydesdales?
Probably.
There's no cash reward for you winning this. This
there might be. Sport? I don't intend on winning anything or expect to. So
I don't like that.
I will not be the top Clydesdale. Here.
You should call your shot.
Attitude, Buck.
Oh
what
yeah.
Are you doing?
No,
we just talked about this. Just call your shot. Call a victory right at the start line. Be like, guys, sorry,
which
but
one of you bitches is racing for second?
So, Suk, you may have still been out at this point when Isaac found out about this. But apparently...
Yeah, I came back from Italy to this news.
As somebody pointed out on the text line, there are these dudes that are... So the Clydesdale division starts at 220 pounds. It's anyone over 220. That's, like, what defines it. Somebody's like, yeah, there's always, like, five or six dudes who are, like, 220, 221 that are, like,
they
built like Adonis's.
Yeah.
And they are there to rip that thing. And yeah. And I'm like, I'm not competing with them.
You are.
Well... Technically, I am, but not in spirit.
Why can't you be that guy, Buck?
We'll try.
Peak male form right there.
Yeah.
Well, it made me think of you because, and I've teased this multiple times, would you do this naked? There is a Carolina Foothills Resort that's in Spartanburg County, and their 5K is the Buck Creek Streak.
Oh, it's even got my name in it.
That's what I said. I was like, the Buck Creek Streak. Let's go. So it's a 5K.
Okay.
And they said...
Just a 5K.
Yeah, just a 5K.
No shoes?
161 people have signed up for it. And they said this is going to be the biggest event that they've done so far. 161 people. But yes, it is a nude 5K.
Nope.
And that's why I asked, like of all the things...
Don't understand the appeal.
That's what I'm asked. Like, would you... I'm not. I don't mind being nude.
No,
I don't
but
mind
it's not
being,
it wouldn't even be
I don't mind being nude in public.
Bouncing around and stuff like.
But
what,
yeah,
why?
I thought of all the things you could do. Wouldn't racing be the weirdest thing you could do naked?
Anything that you're naked and you're getting jostled.
Yeah.
Is not good.
But even
the naked swim
I could understand more than the naked run.
Well, they're not seeing you.
Yeah, the naked swim is fine, although when you emerge from the water.
Yeah, but you know, everyone's dealing with the same problem there.
But you know what would be worse than the naked run is the naked bike ride.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Although people in Portland do that voluntarily
they do
for
that
fun.
Every year.
I don't understand that. I ride my bike all
the
time.
They get custom seats, maybe.
I'm just saying, like, if you're riding
a
real bike.
Oh, they get custom seats.
It's a narrow seat. Like, it's not...
They're probably adjusting the seat.
It's harder than you think.
Like, you've seen the seats with some of the modifications?
Yeah, no good. Yeah, that's the. It's always
sunny. Well, to each their own.
You're not here
to kink shame.
You're kind of buckled in your own way.
You can go anywhere and do a 5K, but you can't go anywhere and run a 5K naked, says Tom Crowder, who sits on the Regent Board of Directors. And, yeah, if you go turkey trot and drop your drawers, you're probably going to get arrested. So I guess they're saying...
Please tell me kids are banned from this event.
Yes, I would assume so.
Yes.
But the Year's Race offers...
like a family fun run?
Yeah, you can do the 5K or you can do the Go the Extra Mile, which is the 3.7K in honor of the race founder, Mike Ward, who died at the age of 73.
And loved hanging dong.
So that's why they do the 7.3. I just... Of all the things you could do, I find it interesting that many people, hundreds of people, want to go sign up to run naked. And of those hundred and whatever people that have signed up, how many of those are dudes? Because I would think for a gal, running naked also probably a little uncomfortable.
Yes,
maybe
for sure.
More so than the guy.
For sure.
Depends on the figure, but yeah.
Yeah, I would think that there's a lot of swinging and swaying. It seems like an odd thing. It's like when you watch a... What was that weird cult that would play volleyball? Like playing volleyball naked seems just like a strange... I think there's some things that you need clothing for.
Again, if you're getting jostled around in a sporting event nude, I'll pass.
So what would it take for you? What would the prize have to be for you to run in the Buck County streak?
Wait, you mean if you win, you get the prize?
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to win. So it doesn't matter.
You'd have to
incent
me
$1 billion.
You'd have to incentivize me based just on participation.
Yeah, that's right.
Does $500 get you to run a naked 5K?
Not even close.
I don't think
You could hurt your feet.
Well, you're wearing shoes.
I think you get to wear shoes. You're just bearing everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. No, why?
$1,000.
No, that's not that much money.
What do you got a carb? I'd like to ask your wife.
Well, here's the thing, too. It's like everybody else around there is seemingly fine with it, and they're probably more worried about themselves. For $1,000, I'll start thinking about it.
See, I think $1,000. I think if I went to Chantel and was like, hey, Nemec needs to run a 5K and it's worth $1,000, she'd be like, you get your Lily
Weiss
out.
Yeah, oh, no, she would.
That's what
I'm
saying.
For sure she would.
I think she'd be like, yeah, your ass is running.
She for sure would.
Your ass is running.
My wife would be signing me up herself.
Yeah. No, for sure, she would sign me up. That's not what you said.
No, I signed you up for 5K today, really? Yeah, you get $1,000 and you're naked.
That does not sound fun at all.
No.
And you'd have to drive there, and it's part of your day. And
I'm assuming you're driving there in some form of clothing. I don't think you
drive. That's not my point. I'm saying that my time is $1,000 is not like an insane amount of money. It's not a lot of money.
Nudist people are fascinating to me, not in the sense that they want to be naked. I get that. I get nude beaches. That's fine. But the people that want to do activities naked, I find that to be odd. Like, laying on a beach naked, cool. Swimming naked, hot tub naked, sauna naked.
Like, there's a naked golf club out there. It's like, why? I guess you can, but, like, why?
Yeah, that seems weird.
When the kids aren't home.
Yes.
At all.
Sure.
I have no issue walking around the house naked.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of enjoy that. That's nice. That's a nice thing.
Sure.
The freedom. But I don't need to do activities.
You wouldn't want to do some sort of remedial squat.
Well, I can
think
of one activity I definitely want to do. But
if you went to the gym, candle making. If you went to the gym and was like, how about some
squats?
How about some deep lunges?
Some split squats.
How about a powerlifting competition?
Yeah. Of all the things, I would think that may be the most uncomfortable to watch.
A lot of hanging.
Like Olympic powerlifting, like some sort of Olympic weightlifting competition, butt naked?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Rugby, perhaps?
What about a running of the bulls?
Ice hockey, running,
you know?
Ooh.
That would be scary.
That would be scary.
Because you're running fast, so there's a lot of flopping around. And then
running of the balls?
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Not mad at it.
Well, like Greco-Roman wrestling used to be naked.
Well,
like,
we're like two steps away from just that's porn.
When I was in Italy in Rome, there's a lot of statues of that, and it is a little there. You're like, whoa.
that's weird.
That was part of their thing, and you're like, just grown oily men just out there just wrestling one another.
Just put a leaf on.
Yeah, maybe it's because back then I don't know
a loincloth?
Yeah. I'm guessing that loincloth doesn't really...
Well, Well, it might fall off, but we could at least try to start with one, couldn't we?
Yeah. So I said, let's start a GoFundMe. Could we raise enough money for Buck to run in the buck? Yeah, how much money? Although they wouldn't let you.
They wouldn't let me. I'd get kicked out before I got to finish.
So it says, one of the primary goals of every man in life is to avoid being a naked man in shoes or socks. So why would you willingly subject yourself to that?
For $1,000, that's why.
It is a good point. There is no man on the planet that looks good being naked in shoes and socks.
Nope.
I don't care who it is, from David Beckham to The Rock or whatever, Channing Tatum, whatever your vision of the perfect male is, Jason Momoa, he will not look good naked in shoes and socks.
No.
Which is also why shoes and socks and naked is comically the funniest thing that you can do. If you're ever trying to be naked for comedic purposes, it's shoes, high socks, and then naked.
Especially knee highs.
Absolutely.
Like if you're in knee high socks.
It's absolutely like the hands
dress
down.
Dress socks?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the funniest thing you can be.
I mean, any socks are bad, but you got like a pair of Argyle on there and the rest of you's in the buff. You look like a
Or
tool.
Even literally like knee high, like really the high, like athletic socks. Where they're,
it's also why the Winnie the Pooh is so fun, or the Porky Pig in it. When you got some like knee-high socks and maybe like a Hawaiian shirt on, but then nothing.
Yeah, that's great.
That's
delightful.
That's just fun.
Buttoned all the way up.
Yeah.
Because if it's unbuttoned, you're like, okay, your hat, you're in the process of undressing. But if you button that thing up all the way to the collar and you're Winnie the Pooh in it with socks and some Birkenstocks, I mean, that's good.
Ooh, someone's saying naked skiing, that can't be good. What if you fall? No.
Anything in snow, that'll cut you
Most of the winter games, like ice, snow.
Right out.
You do the cross country, you're getting frostbite.
Yeah, some windburn, and maybe you put a little cozy on there, like one of like what you put over the top of your butter, you know, just a little cozy, if you will, and keep that nice and warm. All right, we wrap this thing up. Going up next.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You can get a hot tub. They're not that hard to get. You can check out Craigslist or any one of the
Costco's got them.
Yeah, I think hot tubs are delightful.
I have one. I am a hot tub guy.
We want one very bad.
Couldn't recommend it enough. It's a nice way to relax.
How's the maintenance? Easy?
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. Like if everything breaks. I mean, it's one of those things. But if the key is the hot tub is you just have to be the person that stays on top of it.
Yeah.
Right. When something goes wrong, don't let it fester. Change the water. You know, it's not that hard. You just kind of have to make a commitment to do it. But I use it like everyone always says, like, oh, you get a hot tub and never use it. I use my hot tub like 5 times a week.
Oh, if you get sore at any point and you've got like aches and pains for being a lineman, you know?
Yeah. Well, I start.
I get sore quite a bit in the lower back. If I could just do a hot tub every day.
I start my day with it and then you kind of end the day. There's something nice about like before you go to bed, if you ever want to like sleep well, glass of scotch, sit in a hot tub, put on some decent tunes, and then you do your whole evening prep. So you wash what you're going to wash, brush your, you know, get kind of brush or whatever. And kind of get ready where you can go in and then, maybe pour myself a nice glass of something. And then you go sit in the hot tub for like, 20 minutes. And then immediately right upstairs, climb into bed, lights out. It's fantastic.
So you brush teeth and then have a glass of scotch and then go to bed, huh?
If I'm doing wine or whatever, then yes, I will brush after. But okay. Like a scotch or whatever, I don't mind.
Yeah, that kills the germs.
It's alcohol, right? You do a little swish and swallow. I would assume that the scotch is that bad
for
my
teeth. Yeah, no.
That's that bad. I haven't had a cavity in...
I just caught that. I mean, you were like, I brush my teeth and then get in the hot tub and have a scotch. And I was like, oh, interesting order.
Yeah, it's funny.
Because a post-toothbrush, because that can change the flavor of stuff. Like, if you have orange juice after you brush teeth.
That's true.
Not great. So I didn't know how scotch balanced with toothpaste.
Yeah, I wouldn't do like a cocktail and I wouldn't do wine if I've already brushed my teeth. But I will do the brush, and then I'll pour a glass of whiskey or pour a glass of scotch, and that doesn't bother me. But that's a nice little evening routine. And if you ever want to, have a nice evening with the hot tub's like a guaranteed. Like you don't have to. You can go in the hot tub and then just kind of each stay apart. But if you can't make something happen with an evening at the hot tub with your lady, then you're doing something wrong.
Exactly.
It's like a guaranteed. It's like having your birthday. It's having your birthday whenever you want. You know,
that's a slogan. Yeah. Get a hot tub. You can have a birthday whenever you want.
And you just have to set the expectation. The BTJ knows there is no clothing in the hot tub. It's not optional.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
There you go. The hot tub is it's all natural.
Take off your shorts and dunk me.
There you go. That's how we do it. Well, Nemec, we appreciate you sitting in for the last couple days. Buck, we appreciated you last week and, of course, holding it down for us. Rob should be back, fingers crossed, tomorrow, and we'll close it out for you Thursday and Friday. Always enjoy doing shows with you guys. Enjoy Knicks Pacers, which looks to be dynamite, and go Oilers up 3-1 on the Dallas Stars. We'll see you guys tomorrow right here, 3 to 7, primetime on 1080. The Fan.
Friendships of Spain.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.